For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write CarCast in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. Today we're going to be talking to Ken Ligenfelter, the guys from Recaro Seats, Edelbrock, and more, live from the SEMA show. All right, here we are at the SEMA show. We're with Nicole McElroy. She's the Global Vice President of Product Development and Brand here at Recaro. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. This is the first day one of SEMA. It's a different landscape out here for sure, right?
Oh, for sure. It's kind of neat, though, to see that you can visually look at everyone out there and not be hidden. There's a lot more room and space, but there's a lot more area to cover as well.
It is. You know, as the SEMA folks have told us, they were trying to get a little more space in between the booths, which seemed to be good, seemed to be okay. And there's a few spots missing, but it looks like you guys got a fantastic booth. Now, this booth is actually different than a couple of years ago.
It is. So we started basically now going to a lot more locations. And with that, we're trackside now with IMSA. And we go to four different races. We typically target the ones that are longer, so 6 hours and above, because what we're noticing is people want to sit in our seats, and they want to be able to feel them so they can order the right seats for their product that they're making them for, right? So that's what we do, is we get them in the seats. It's called butts in seats, and then we end up getting a lot more exposure to those that want to really purchase our product.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the new products. You have some that you're launching now, and some that's maybe not everybody's aware of yet, but you had some new products launched over the last couple of years, specifically in the off-road market. Yeah. Work with our friend Von Gittin Jr., which I just saw him yesterday at a Bronco event. I'll see him later this week as well. So why don't you start there? Because that's been out there a little.
Our off-road product, we developed it basically 2 years ago. We launched it here at SEMA. And with that product, basically, it is an off-road shell, first ever off-road shell, FIA certified, and it has a energy absorbing foam in there that allows protection around the spine. For us, it's all about safety and comfort, so making sure there's no fatigue by the time, I mean, he's racing out there for hours, right? Rock crawling, going over the whoops, as he mentions, right? Mm-hmm. And that's important to be able to take that shock and not have it going through your body. So we did a lot of validation and testing around that. But then he also has it where he wants to go casual driving, right? Him and Lauren, they have a lot of other vehicles that they just want to go out and have some fun, and they wanted to be cleanable. So we have another seat that's a reclinable, not a shell, more comfortable, and that's called the Cross Sportster ORV seat. And that seat is for your daily guy that wants to either put a harness kit in it, or he just wants to not have a harness kit in it, but they know that it's safe and it's reliable.
Right. So during this very odd year and a half of a pandemic. Off-road, overlanding, all of it has really, really grown. So it kind of feels like the timing of those seats about 2 years ago was just about perfect.
It was perfect for us. And what it allowed us to also do is understand how important it was for other series that got into using that kind of technology in other variants of our shells. What we ended up doing, especially around rally, so you've heard about the rally series, that how they're getting higher jumps, bigger impacts. They still need to have head surround. In off-road, you don't. And that's why we opened up the shell so that they could look in and out of the vehicle, because that's important. It's a rock climb, right? So what we did was we took that same foam technology, Energy Plus basically is what it's called, and we put that into the inserts for the rally car drivers, and now they're able to do those jumps without having a major impact on their spine.
It sounds fantastic. So what makes the foam unique? Like, how are we today developing a better foam?
I think it's because somebody said, hey, I don't want to be moving around in a seat. Vaughn was very big about the fact that you can't drive a vehicle and be moving at the same time with like a hydraulic system in a seat.
Right.
That
okay.
a lot of the guys use.
Yeah.
And they end up driving with one hand. Well, this past year, King of Hammers.
Yeah.
Lauren was driving and somebody goes to me, hey, look, he's using both hands. He's using both hands. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, the seat is holding him in place. He doesn't have to worry about holding himself in place while he's driving. And that's important to be able to focus. We hear that a lot in the GT series where a lot of the, either a Porsche or you can have a Lexus. You see the Lexus out front, right?
Yeah.
They are there using one of our sports seats that's called a GT seat. And that GTC allows them to really be able to do more what they call lateral hits versus a vertical hit on the body.
Okay. So tell us about what you are releasing here this year.
This year we're releasing the Podium. It's been something that's been out there a bit in Europe, and now it's coming here to North America. We're finally getting the volumes in that we expect to have.
Okay.
But what's really cool about that seat, it's 13 pounds.
Yeah, so
super
I saw
light.
It downstairs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It has a very advanced design look to it, and it allows you to have different types of pass-throughs based off the height of the driver, but it's also AGR certificated. So that what does that mean? You know, for us in Europe, that means that you can go to get a doctor's script, and you can buy the seat, and it's covered by your insurance because it's comfort rated for the spine, and they know that it will hold your body in place and be safe for you.
I kind of feel like my insurance company's not going to cover that one at all.
No, but
they don't cover anything.
But it's pretty cool to know that we met the spec for comfort by a bunch of doctors that said, yes, this holds the person in the right place and will keep them safe as well.
That is great. That's super smart as well. So a lot of science and engineering put into that.
Tons, yeah. And it takes you have to go through a lot of testing, especially with FIA certification. And it's all about the impacts that your body's taking and how the shell protects you. It reminds me of like a turtle, right? A turtle, it has a shell. It helps it protect it from the elements. Same thing in driving. You need to have that protection, especially when you have large impacts coming.
So we in the streetcar market, we see the classic series of Recaro seats. They seem to be coming up everywhere. Certainly the push with working with OEMs for years and years now, everything from, you know, Ford Focus and Mustangs all the way up to the most expensive supercars.
Right.
It's been interesting to see Recaro evolve in that space because now we don't have to spend $300,000 on a car new to get Recaro seats or something like Brembo brakes, right?
Right.
Those brands are trickling down to the entire lineup of vehicles.
Right. And it's important for us because of the fact that what's happening is when you have things in motorsports, it's an umbrella. It means that it's a safe product that drivers trust. That means then, and consumer goes to a dealership, hey, you know what? I saw that driver. They were driving that and they had this seat in it. I want that seat because I know I can trust it. And we've now been a trusted brand, for example, you talked about Ford, for over 40 years now with Ford.
Yeah.
And it's all because they know that they can trust it. We hold them in the right spot in the vehicle so that they can focus on the driving and they can feel the performance of the vehicle through the seat. And that's important. And it's different depending on if you're a car or if you're in a truck. And as you mentioned, classic line, right? So we're launching our classic line seats.
Yeah.
Those are because because everyone's going, the 80s are back. Those are fabrics that we had back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's bring it back. Let's do the traditional way of craftsmanship that we did with those seats. And people are loving them.
Now, is any of the new technology trickled into the classic line of seats? Any changes in the foam over the years
it
or
is,
the structure?
Yeah. There's foam changes. There's some material changes. But when it comes to the spine itself and the hold and the shape of the way the seat holds you, that hasn't changed. Because that is the importance, because with this product, it's always been certified, and therefore it's just enhancing that certification.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a great display, a nice view up here in Central Hall. This is fantastic. What's the website for you guys where we can check out the aftermarket parts?
We are at www.recaro-automotive.com.
All right, perfect.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Let me tell you guys about Trico. Over a century ago, Trico was the first to make wiper blades, which I'm using today. They've been a step ahead of Mother Nature ever since. Trico engineers study your specific driving conditions to make sure you're ready for anything, even it rains, actual cats and dogs. Not quite yet today, but maybe we'll see how the day progresses. Well, whatever the weather, Trico wipers maintain maximum windshield contact. And no matter what your driving habits, you'll always find the right wiper blade for your vehicle. So go to Trico. It's Trico. It's the future of wipers since 1917. To find a store near you and to see the latest offers, go to TricoCatsAndDogs.com. T-R-I-C-O, CatsAndDogs.com. It's the best URL we've had on this show. All right, now I'm here with Ken Lingenfelter. Thanks so much. You have a great display at the SEMA show. It's a little bit different lay of the land at SEMA this year. And the only quiet place we could find was in one of your vehicles. So we're sitting in one of your Lingenfelter SUVs with a big supercharger on it. But tell us about some of the new stuff you've got debuting here, right? Because you've been on the show many times before,
sure.
But really it's about the parts and the engine packages.
Well, thanks, Matt. You know, and thanks for stopping by. You know, SEMA is a show we just can't miss. We're here every year, and it is a little different this year. We got a little lighter crowd, but to be very honest with you, lots of activities. I'm seeing a lot of old friends and making some new ones, which is always fun here. But we got a real variety here this time. You know, we build all of Dave Kindig's engines for Bitchin' Rides, and so Dave's got a car here on display that he brought, and it's getting a lot of attention, brings a lot of people in and such. So
we'll post some pictures of it, but explain what it is. You want to say early Corvette, but obviously massaged quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, you really can't even call it a restomod, can you? Because
it's not a restomod, yeah. So that's the thing. Is Kindig is... He's using a Roadster shop chassis. It's a bespoke car. It's a full carbon fiber body. But he's working with you guys and a few other partners, like on the body, to make a turnkey version of the car. So he's going to make whatever, however many mm-hmm. he feels like making.
Yep.
But you'll be able to go in and just basically write a check, figure out the options list, colors, however
colors.
You want,
right,
and get that car from him, which is interesting. It's a different model for him and, you know, for some of his partners.
Yeah, it's a very different model for him. But to be honest with you, you know, Dave's built quite a business, and he's an incredible artist and has designed some amazing cars. And, I mean, this is kind of a natural for him, I think. You know, we've been building his engines for a number of years now, and the most fun thing we do and enjoy with Dave is he's such a great guy to work with. And Kev Dog, they're both wonderful
yeah.
people, and that makes us a whole lot of fun. But, yeah, we're doing the engines for these cars. You know, they're all basically going to be the same. The body's built by a gentleman by the name of Doug Graff, who owns a company called CRC, Classic Coachworks Reflections out of the Seattle area, basically. And Doug is just a master with carbon fiber, and you can see this body is just absolutely gorgeous.
And the fit and finish, the work on it is fantastic. What would you say? It's modeled after a 53? Is it a
54
Corvette?
Right. Yep, exactly.
The one we're looking at, of course, is I'd say roadster, but more speedster. There's no top, no windows,
right.
Just a windshield. Now, he's going to have a couple different options for it, so At some point, if you wanted a top or side windows or something, he's going to be able to do that stuff as well. But let's talk about the engine. What was the engine that you built for it?
You know, I think there's going to be some choices there along the way, too. You know, the LS engines have always been really good for things like this, and LTs as well. But, you know, as I remember, this one is an LT and a real modern drivetrain, very dependable. You know, we were talking earlier, it's a brand new car with an old style body.
Yeah.
And it'll get a lot of attention, and I'm sure the buyers of these cars will have a blast with them.
I think you said it was about 3,000 pounds, maybe 3,200 pounds.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You know, and that's with the, you know, with the big wheels and the big brakes and, you know, a lot of the performance upgrades, the full chassis, you know, as you said, Roadster shop chassis. So that's pretty lightweight by today's standards of cars.
Yep.
So let's talk about what else you have in your booth. Yeah. Obviously, Corvettes.
Yeah.
Corvettes and SUVs, which we, I think, not last year, but the year before, we talked quite a bit about the Chevy Colorado.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Right? Supercharged package for the Colorado really worked well. It's definitely something that truck needed.
Colorado's a great car. The Canyon as well. You know, they're actually really, really, really good trucks and fun to own, just a little underpowered.
Mm-hmm.
And the supercharger on these cars, you know, we can make up to 500 horsepower. They're 50-state legal. We sell it in a kit or we'll do the install ourselves. And it's been a very, very successful product for us. We're sitting in a Blazer right now.
Yeah.
And this Blazer has got the same package on it. And Blazer's a fun vehicle anyway, but once again, with the extra power that we can give with this supercharger, it's been a great product for us.
So let's talk about Corvette. Obviously, just as we were leading up to being here at the SEMA show, GM announces the Z06.
Wow.
And it just looks fantastic, the technology. I went over to the GM booth over there and saw what they had. Now, you knew they were coming out with this vehicle at some point.
Sure.
And probably had a little bit better of an inside track of what it was going to be than the rest of us.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. They kept it very, very secret. And, you know, they're under strict rules, you know. We work a lot with GM, but I told our guys, let's just wait till it comes out, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. We're losing their job because they spoke out of school, and but we knew it was going to be a big deal. You know, they teased us with some things on the internet and flat plane crank, you know, the motors noise is so cool in that car. And so we had pretty good idea about what it was going to look like and what it was going to be. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, it's going to be an exciting car. We're very anxious to get our hands on one, but I think it's going to be a while yet. So
right. So obviously that's going to be the case for everybody, right? You're going to have to wait in line for it. And then, you know, can you get on the list? What's going to be the production schedule? Things with chip shortages and whatnot. And as much as I hate them, whatever the dealer markup's going to be. Yeah. So in lieu of that, there's you. There's and there's Lichtenfelder Performance Engineering, right? You guys have naturally aspirated performance packages for the C8 and what looks like out front a supercharged package?
Yeah, we've got a supercharger on this car. And to be very honest with you, I can't talk too much about it yet.
Okay.
But, you know, it dynoed over 700 horsepower.
Yeah, and, well, that's the only number you need to tell us.
Yeah, and we've got some more testing to do. But, you know, the electronics on this car are sealed. And so there's a lot of things that are showing up on YouTube with, you know, the people that just kind of play with them. And, you know, you can run those cars down the drag strip.
Yeah.
But influencers are influencers. And, you know.
Sure.
To drive the car on the road and, you know, do daily things with it isn't practical. So, you know, we're focused on the fact that, you know, whatever package we produce in the end is going to be something somebody can get in and use as a daily driver, but also really enjoy some more horsepower.
Right. And your naturally aspirated packages as well, right?
So, right, exactly.
You know, keep in mind that, yes, there's a lot of ways for us to take our cars personally, modify them, make them fast, and like you said, shoot some YouTube videos, have some fun with it. But as a company, especially as Lichtenfelder, you guys have to build something that's going to be reliable, something right. you can stand behind, and when necessary, has to be emissions legal. It's very important now.
Exactly.
Especially on the supercharged package cars.
And we're focused on that all the time. With every vehicle we do these days, we make sure that that's the way it's going to work. And the fact of the matter is that this C8 Corvette, I mean, I have to tell you, I have a 2019 ZR1 white with red, manual transmission, and I'm enchanted with that car.
Yeah.
755 horsepower. We didn't do anything with it. I used it as a daily driver, got well over 28,000 miles on it. And when the new one came in, I thought, I don't know, boy, you know, I love this car so much. And they are such different cars, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
My new C8 has got our intake and exhaust and headers and throttle body, and it's making some pretty good horsepower, but I use it as a daily driver, and I take it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm having a blast with it. It's, I think, a beautiful car, and that's the kind of cars we like to deliver to our customers.
Now, is there anything on the C8, not necessarily stuff that you've touched, is there anything in the C8 that you think needs improvement? There's been a lot of talk about some of the pieces in the interior, not necessarily the quality, but just the layout of all those switches on that center column. Did that work out the way everybody thought, or is there a few ergonomic issues?
Well, I got to tell you, I was a little intimidated when I got in it, but I don't have a single complaint about it.
Yeah.
I got used to it real quickly. Works fine for me. I'm the wrong guy to ask if somebody's asking for somebody, if they did something wrong. I am fully engaged with the car, and they've done a wonderful job. I'm glad there's a little extra room for us to get a bit more horsepower for our customers. That's what they look to us for. But it's a daily driver. I can take it anywhere. And that's the beauty of it.
You know, when the car debuted and I saw it at their big presentation in Southern California, my first thought was, it's a little bigger than I thought, mm-hmm. especially with the trunk in the back behind the engine, space in the front. It's like, it's right. a little larger than I thought. And it looked good. And I just keep seeing them more and more, and it catches your eye every time.
Well, and as you know, and I think the biggest thing we can all talk about with this car is the bang for the buck.
Yeah.
I mean, where can you buy a car for the kind of money they're asking for those cars, with all this equipment and all this great looks, all the great looks this car has, and then again, use it as a daily driver. I mean, Matt, we've got the car collection. I've got Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and I can't take those cars everywhere.
Yeah,
They're blasted drive, and I have no complaints about them. But for something to be able to enjoy all the time is a big deal, and the bang for the buck on this car is just great.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's very busy, especially on day one. SEMA Show is very busy. We had to jump in the car here just to get a quiet moment. People keep walking by and waving, and I know they want some of your time. So I appreciate you sitting with us. You're going to have to come back in and visit us in the studio. But in the meantime, the display here is fantastic. I'll get some pictures. I'll post them up on my social media as well. But thanks so much, Ken.
Anytime, man.
Of course, the website is lingenfelter.com.
There you go.
You guys can get the information there. Definitely follow Ken on Twitter and social media as well, because he's a blast to follow.
We get an opportunity to do some really fun things, and this is one of them, believe me. So
cool. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome, man. Thanks.
Let me tell you about our friends over at Geico. Whether you own your home or rent your home, you know it can be a lot of work. But you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And we know that's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right, we're here with Mark Campbell from Edelbrock Group.
Yes.
Mark, what's your title at Edelbrock Group?
Well, I'm not too sure most days, but
there's been so much happening between the company, right? Comp Cams and Edelbrock Group. There's a big merger there.
Yep.
And there were so many brands already within the envelope, TCI and Fast and Edelbrock, I guess, had Russell and however, I don't even know how many brands.
Yeah, there's lots in there, but technically vice president of sales.
Okay.
So kind of help the whole sales team on a daily basis, just get it done, take care of our customers and sell some parts.
before the merger, were you part of Edelbrock's side or were you on the Comp Camp side?
So I was part of the Comp Camp side.
You're on the Comp side, the Comp Group.
Yep.
So now we've got a whole bunch of companies, and for those of us in California, we noticed very relevantly, right, the move of Edelbrock to where are you guys?
So Olive Branch, Mississippi, technically speaking.
Okay.
I mean,
Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Yeah. So Memphis obviously is right on the border of Tennessee and Mississippi, uh-huh. and Olive Branch is basically 20 minutes from our Memphis location. But yeah, that's we're kind of all in that one area now.
Now the move is largely to sort of centralize a lot of the shipping of the parts to distributors and customers. You guys had the warehouses and everything else out there already. So does Edelbrock still have an office in L.A.? Do they do anything out of there now?
No. Well, yes and no. Well, I'll kind of explain to you what happened. So Torrance, California was where Edelbrock was headquartered.
Right.
So that facility that's in Torrance no longer exists.
Okay.
The cylinder head, supercharger, and water pump manufacturing that we were doing in that location has moved to our foundry, which is in San Jacinto, California, about 2 hours south.
Yeah.
And then our manifold manufacturing, which was also in Torrance, has moved to the Olive Branch, Mississippi facility. So, of course, the foundry stayed in California because, I mean, it's a great location. It's hot. It's dry. That's perfect for a foundry.
Right.
So we left that there. But we do have a location in Cerritos, California, which is very close to Torrance, and it's our engineering and compliance center. So we have about 10 people there, 10 staff, and they do a lot of our carb calibrations, our supercharger calibrations, any carb compliance related type stuff, and also some engineering on manifolds and cylinder heads and things like that as well too.
Right, and this has been a topic that we've been addressing for a little while now about how everything has to be 50 state emissions legal. Big crackdown from the EPA on it. Mostly that reflects, exhaust companies, intake companies, supercharger builds. There's a lot of other products obviously out here that doesn't really matter much. But yeah, the supercharger business and the aftermarket EFI business has really become a big part of the Comp Group, even before Edelbrock, and then at Edelbrock. So
the
emissions testing and getting 50 state legal is hopefully the cost of that has come down a bit. It used to take a lot of time and a lot of money.
It's still expensive, I can tell you that. I mean, anything with government regulations is expensive. Over the years with Comp, we've always had a bunch of products that were CARB legal. Mm-hmm. We've had camshafts and ignition systems and all those kinds of things. So really when the two companies came together, it worked out pretty good. We like performance stuff, but we also understand the need for some of those 50 state legal products. We have now some camshafts in Comp as well that are, we actually call them our FSL series or 50 state legal, which you can literally slide the camshaft right into the engine on new late model like LS engines, Gen 3 Hemis, Coyotes, stuff like that. No tuning required and typically pick up 40, 50 horsepower.
Yeah. Okay.
It still gives those hot rodders the ability, if they live in California, to meet the rules and still have some fun.
All right, so let's talk about some of the new products that you guys are debuting here at SEMA. Obviously, this is why we're here. This is an opportunity for us to check out the new stuff. You have a huge display out here of new stuff, but run us through a few things that is getting you excited.
Absolutely. I mean, we got a lot of great products. I could probably talk for an hour about that. But really the key ones that I'm really excited about and we put a lot of effort into is our new carburetor from Edelbrock. It's a 4150 style race and performance carburetor. So we've always had our AVS and Performer Series carburetors that are great stock replacement, mild performance type carburetors.
Yeah.
But this, we really went after that hardcore performance customer. So the guy with the real hot street car, race car applications. This thing is like a four circuit metering carburetor. It's got all kinds of cool features, mega adjustability, and all packed into a price that's affordable. It's not a $1,500-$1,800 carburetor. These things are going to be $700 to $900 carburetors, so really affordable. So we're really proud of that product. Got a lot of effort going into that.
Okay.
That's one that's definitely very cool. Also in the Edelbrock line, we've come out with a twin turbocharger upgrade kit for the Ford F-150s.
All right, really so for neat. The EcoBoost.
Yeah, so the 3.5 EcoBoost, either the F-150 or also the Raptor trucks that has yeah. that engine in it. So we have a three-stage kit. The first stage is an intercooler and tuner upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Stage two is the same thing, but with turbochargers from Garrett.
Okay.
And then the stage three kit is the same as the one and two, but with a fuel pump booster. Anywhere from 80 to 200 horsepower gain, depending on the stage that you buy. The neat part is you can buy it in different levels, so you don't have to buy all of them at once. You can buy it in pieces, but really cool. And like I said, you know, 80 horsepower on the base level kit, which is awesome, and all the way up to 200 horsepower more at the tires on the stage three kit.
So that first, that base level, the tune and the intercooler is about 80 horsepower.
Yep.
At what octane?
So we have multiple choices, but typically it's premium fuel is what we're
right, because we get, you know, in California, we got shitty 91 octane.
Well, but that's what they're tuned for.
Okay.
Is for 91 octane. Obviously, other parts of the country have 93, 94, whatever.
Yeah.
But we've really set it up for that base level fuel. And the beauty of it is the kit is emissions legal.
Great.
And it comes with a warranty.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's you can be trusted in the kit that the thing is not going to kill your truck. And if you live in California, you still pass all the emissions.
And, you know, over the years, it seems like a hell of a lot of Raptors have been moving. And, I mean, we see them all over the place in L.A. And half the time, I'm not even quite sure why, because they never even get dirty. I mean, as cool as they are.
Right.
And, but... You know,
mall crawlers.
Yeah, like there's a little bit of that. I mean, there's a handful of guys that definitely use them the way they should be used.
Yeah.
But you know, there's quite a few in, you know, the Santa Monica parking garage for some reason. I'm like, well, I don't know why it barely fits in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. So what else you guys got?
Well, Comp Cams, we've got a really cool new hydraulic roller lifter that we've come out with. It's the Evolution hydraulic roller lifter. And it's got what we call hydraulic cartridge technology. Hard to explain kind of without a visual.
Okay.
But really what it is we've eliminated some of the challenges with any lifter over the years is that the piston either sticks inside the bore or it has too much clearance and it bleeds down too fast and creates a noisy lifter situation.
Okay.
So what we've done is instead of having to fit that piston to a very tight tolerance to the inside diameter of the body, we've actually created a cartridge that drops inside the body of the lifter and all the precision tolerances are inside that cartridge. And it's much easier for us to manufacture that cartridge than it is to manufacture all these pistons to different sizes and the lifter body to different sizes. So what it in fact does is creates a quieter operating lifter. And the net result is, which the performance guys love, is you actually gain lift and duration from the lifter. Because anytime you have a hydraulic lifter, it squishes down and the plunger is moving. Well, these things are a lot more... I guess firm is the easiest way to describe them. They have a lower oil volume inside of them as well, so they recover a lot faster and actually work a lot like a short travel lifter, like a lot of performance guys use. The downside to a short travel lifter is it's noisy. Well, these things are super quiet. They perform unbelievably well. And the really cool part is if you do have some kind of an engine failure and you get a bunch of junk through your lifter, you can pop that cartridge out and replace it.
I was going to ask, is the cartridge removable? So 100%. The lifter just looks like a tube with the wheel on the end, right? And then you're sliding the lifter.
This cartridge drops in and a little C-clip holds the cartridge in and you're done.
Okay. Yeah. So, interesting. Yep. That's fantastic.
And yeah, it's really neat.
What kind of RPM range can you get out of that?
Well, when we were testing these things, we went over 10,000 RPM with them.
All right.
Now, that's not for the everyday guy, because you definitely need to make sure valve train is in check when you're doing that, but very capable for 8,000, 8,500 RPM out of a hydraulic roller lifter.
Which is amazing to me, because the rule of thumb is always around the low sixes, right?
Yep.
You know, around the low sixes. Then the short travel lifter came out, and, you
65,
know, maybe,
seven.
Yeah, maybe get an extra 500 RPM out of it. But you're saying this technology you can get. Now, this also brings up the next question is there isn't a hydraulic roller lifter cam designed for that type of RPM unless you guys start making the cams.
Absolutely.
For it.
I mean, we've been pushing the limits of camshafts for years, obviously. And we kind of got to the point with the camshafts where we couldn't go anymore. We couldn't turn any more RPM because years ago, it was the valve spring that was holding us back. Well, now we've got awesome conical, beehive, dual springs, all kinds of different stuff that'll go that RPM. Well, now the lifters are starting to create a challenge. So about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we started in on this project with sound and performance in mind, and we spent, I mean, thousands of hours on the Spintron, the engine dyno, developing this process with basically an idea that we kind of came up with in the hallway after lunch one day. I mean, we're all standing around talking about stuff and how can we make a hydraulic lifter better? And really this whole thing kind of came, what if we did this? And what if we, you know, we know we can make these cartridges and we can do this and we can do that. And so the idea was born and we started testing it and it was incredible. So now, yeah, we've pushed the limit on the hydraulic camshaft itself. We have some of our low shock lobes that we came up with a couple years ago. We've now been able to push the envelope even harder on those. And now we can really utilize those aggressive lobes with these new lifters that we have.
It definitely sounds like something where the customer should give you guys a call and talk this out first.
Yes.
Because if you just swap the lifter and you're not using the RPM, you're fine. But if you start going to the RPM that you want, you kind of need a call and go, let's discuss a package. The cam,
for sure.
What's the right springs, the valve springs, what's the right RPM that we need to go, you know.
Yeah, and this lifter, certainly you can take an older style lifter out and drop this in and see some performance gains for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a quieter lifter, like I said. It will give some added lift and duration. So it is a direct replacement, but it allows you to push the envelope further when you want to go to that next level.
Right.
And that's really what it's about is, there's some guys that just want them quieter or work a little bit better. But then there's the guys that obviously want more, and that's our customer. They always want more.
Yeah.
So we found more in the cam, but our lifter wouldn't allow us. And all the other lifters, I mean, there's very good brands of lifters out there, but we even tested the best of the best of the best, and they wouldn't perform the way we wanted them to. That's why we created this lifter.
Yeah. Yeah, super smart, kind of nerdy, but I like it.
No, it's kind of one of those products where it's not it's hard to explain or it's hard to understand exactly, but we have some great diagrams, you know, some videos that we're doing. Billy Godbold's going to have some stuff coming out here too. So we're going to try and explain it the best we can, but it is kind of a geeky thing for sure. I mean, I'm an engine geek, so I love this kind of stuff, but yeah, it's a pretty cool product and definitely will take us to the next level.
Okay, well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, something else. What else you got out there? Because you got a bunch of products. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's endless out there. You know, we've done a couple of neat projects where we've really combined Edelbrock and Comp Cams together.
Right on.
So Edelbrock, obviously, we've had superchargers there for a long time. Comp Cams, we've had cams, obviously. So we put some packages together, some power packages with superchargers and camshafts.
Okay.
So instead of just taking a supercharger, bolting it on a stock engine, picking up 150, 200 horsepower, now we're taking that same supercharger, putting a smaller pulley on it, adding a camshaft to it, and making crazy power.
Right, yeah.
You know, one of the kits that we have out on display here at SEMA is for the Gen 3 Hemi engines.
Uh-huh.
So it's our 2650 series rotor, and we've got our HRT series Comp Cams camshaft. That in the 6.4 liter Gen 3 Hemi. Now, obviously, you need some good rods and pistons in this thing. But we have a package that'll make over 1,000 horsepower at the crankshaft.
Okay.
So the guys that, you know, want the Hellcat performance but don't want to spend the $100,000+, we have a supercharger and camshaft package that they can couple with some forged rods and pistons in a basically a fairly stock engine and make 1,000 horsepower.
So it's kind of a supercharger top-end package
right.
as well. So, you know, Edelbrock was really making some waves in the crate engine business as well.
Yep.
Is that still moving forward? Obviously, now there's more resources, right? You have so much
Absolutely.
Of the Valtrain components.
Yep.
So what are you guys doing in the crate engine side?
So we're definitely expanding that lineup. We're kind of refining some of it as well. You know, some of those engines were designed and developed years ago, so we're kind of updating some of the camshafts mm-hmm. and the valve train with the knowledge we have on the comp cam side. And, you know, a recent project that we're working on, I can't give you too many details, mm-hmm. but our Moosey 555 crate engine.
Yeah.
It's been very popular, obviously, you know, big,
yeah,
powerful.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's a badass engine.
I mean, it makes 670 horsepower and 630 or 40 foot-pounds of torque. Awesome pump gas, killer engine. Well, we've just spent a bunch of time on the dyno at both Comp Cams and at Pat Moosey's. putting some different valve train, different camshaft, different cylinder heads, and our new VRS 4150 carburetor we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And let's just say we've added a lot more horsepower to that package.
All right, so, that'll be exciting.
So that'll be something that'll be coming out here very soon. I mean, I can spill the beans a little bit. It'll be way over 700 horsepower for a pump gas streetcar engine. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. And the same thing is going to happen with a bunch of other stuff. We have some new LS packages. We kind of have a concept engine in the booth here that's an LS3 with a 2650 supercharger on it that's a 1,100 horsepower package. So it's not in production, but we're getting some feedback from customers, seeing what they think, seeing if they'd buy it. So we got a lot of exciting things that have really taken all the brands and put them all together and made huge power.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations on this new super company of performance
parts.
Cool. And what you guys are doing. I appreciate it. So where are we directing people online now?
Well, certainly Edelbrock.com is a great place to go.
Okay.
Compcams.com, FuelAirSpark.com. I mean, all the websites that we had before are still up and running. You can go onto any one of them and click through to the other website as well too. We've got links on all of them. So if you're on the Edelbrock site and you want to look at a camshaft, you can click over to the comp site, vice versa. We're also on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram. So you can pretty much find us anywhere by typing in any of the Edelbrock group brands.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. Have
no
a good SEMA.
Thank you very much.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write CarCast in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to CarCast. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.